News, I'm Tommy McNeil. In the state of Richmond, Virginia, a gun rally, and Ralph Northam, the governor, who declared the state of emergency in advance of the rally, numbered in the tens of thousands, issued a statement saying that he is thankful that there were no acts of violence. Meanwhile, the event organizers say the fact that there was no violence at an event where many carried firearms demonstrates just how responsible and restrained most of the country's legal gun owners are. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti explains.
This is an unusual sight on the streets of an American city. But in the state of Virginia, carrying a gun in public is legal. This day, thousands of armed protesters arrived in the capital city, Richmond, to remind state legislators that the U.S. Constitution protects the right to have guns.
Second Amendment right, it's a natural right.
Concerned about violence from extreme and fringe groups, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency and banned all guns from the grassy field around the Capitol, the site of the actual rally. Virginia used to be a reliably conservative state. That all changed in last November's election when Democrats won control of the state house and started passing gun control bills. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Richmond, Virginia.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a speedy four-day calendar for opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial.
When the Senate convenes, it will vote on a four-page resolution outlining rules for the historic impeachment trial. It calls for 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days per side, and then senators get up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense. Then 4 hours are allotted for debate, and only then would there be a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. Democrats object. They say key witnesses hold the key to the impeachment case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. The number of people infected with a new strain of coronavirus in China tripled over the weekend, and it's spreading from Wuhan to other major cities. The new cases of pneumonia-like illness caused by the virus has been detected in Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen. Scientists have confirmed the virus can be spread from human to human, which is bad news for China as it prepares for the spring holiday, which is the busiest travel season. VOA's Slatis Ahok.
Japan, Thailand, and South Korea say they have identified the virus in several patients who recently arrived from China, sparking fear of a global outbreak. Chinese President Xi Jinping has ordered measures to prevent the spread of the virus. British biomedical expert Derek Gatherer says it may be hard to provide enough testing facilities for all the people who may suspect that they have this particular virus.
We have to remember also that we're in the middle of a flu season and many people will have influenza.
U.S. health authorities have ordered screening of passengers arriving from Wuhan, China at the international airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles in an effort to reduce the virus from spreading. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said on Monday that the EU's support for Libya would require more than a truce, but instead the stabilizing effect of a lasting ceasefire.
I want to stress once again the fact that we are not still in a ceasefire. We are in a truce, which is unstable, and, you know, a truce can be violated several times a day. Let's hope that, by the contrary, is going to stabilize and we are going to really go to a ceasefire.
Foreign powers agreed at a summit in Berlin Sunday to shore up a shaky truce in Libya, which has been in turmoil since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, as two rival governments in the east and the west vie for power and energy resources. Addressing journalists after an EU foreign minister's meeting, Borrell said that a ceasefire would not be necessary to resume its naval mission off the Libyan coast, which he interrupted at the end of March last year, after Italy said it would no longer receive those rescued at sea. China's purchases of U.S. agricultural products will not impact its imports from other countries. That's according to a Commerce Ministry Tuesday. China welcomes the entry of U.S. competitive products into its markets and hopes the United States could create conditions to facilitate exports to China, according to a news conference. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.